Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into the SSBN Network, home of the hottest host in online radio. And for the next 4 hour, you're about to keep it real hot and fresh. So get ready.
What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? Another Monday night, your boy Z-Fly here on the ones and twos, keeping it real hot and fresh. Glad everybody is out there listening. Glad everybody's joining us. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I know I did. Had a really, really great weekend. And to get things started tonight, how was everybody's yesterday, Grammy Day? How was the Grammy Day for everybody? How was the Grammy Day for you, Rizzo?
Yesterday was kind of like, you know, the build up for today. Actually, I started a new job and I start my next semester of school tomorrow. So really, yesterday was like a chill day. I wasn't really doing much, just hanging out.
You weren't doing that much. Not much going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. Well, everybody, as you know, if you were online on Facebook last night and Twitter, you know that I was actually Facebooking and tweeting live as the Grammys was on, asking you all questions that I told you I would put on the show today, you know, just to get your thoughts on the Grammys and, you know, what you thought about it. So one question that I had was, you know, the first the first performance of the Grammys last night. They did with a tribute to Aretha Franklin by by five ladies, and some of the ladies was Christina Aguilera, Jennifer Hudson, Yolanda Adams. There was three of the five. So I asked you, what do you think of that performance? And Landon S. Johnson, he thought it was excellent. He really enjoyed it. Also in the show, I asked you, Lady Gaga's performance. I don't know if you know RZA, but Lady Gaga, she was crazy last night.
I didn't even watch it. I remember I overheard Katy Perry. She was singing, and I liked that. But I fell asleep early. I had to start work today.
You missed it. Well, you would have loved it. You would have loved it. I didn't actually see Katy Perry. I saw like a little bit of Katy Perry, but Lady Gaga was crazy. Some of your comments,
I said, I like Lady Gaga. She's like one of my friends on MySpace. Like the meat
really?
Thing. She's pretty cool. Like she's the next Madonna. Like I remember my mom listening to Madonna, and she's like, yeah, she's that chick. You know, she's real hot and fresh.
Okay, that's really funny. Well, one of my questions was on a scale from 1 to 10, how weird do you think Lady Gaga's performance was, 10 being the most weirdest, and Kimber Silva, if I said your name wrong, I'm sorry, he said it was a 1 in weirdness, but he said it was a 10 in overness. So basically, he didn't really like it. He thought her performance was over. Yeah, overdone, overplayed.
So Fly, what happened? I mean, like, what do you think?
You know what? I mean, like I said, you know, she came out in a big egg, and I mean, that was weird. And then, you know, she came out the egg, she started singing her song. I really couldn't even tell you what the song was. I'm not really a Lady Gaga fan, you know what I'm saying? But
okay.
I know she was singing a song, and to me, it wasn't as Trevor, you know how weird she could be, or what are like way out there, or real creative. To me, it wasn't that creative. So I think that's why that Facebooker gave her.
It was kind of poached, huh?
Yeah. I think that's why that Facebooker gave her a 1 in weirdness. Because, you know, she wasn't as weird as she can usually be, but he said he gave her a 10 in overness because he was saying that her performance is over.
Poached.
You know what I'm saying? It really wasn't. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was funny, right? So also, I asked everybody, you know, what were your thoughts on Janelle Monáe and B.O.B.? Because yesterday they performed, and Landon Johnson, once again, he said he think that altogether it was good. And actually, the B.O.B. and Janelle performance, it was very, very good. I actually enjoyed it myself. There was other performances, you know, there was a surprise guest, Dr. Dre. I didn't see everything. I was like, because there was other shows on that I like as well on Sunday. So I was flipping back and forth. But as I was flipping back and forth, you know, I saw a few things. I saw Eminem. I think he won an award. I did see, just of course, Justin Bieber. Everybody's going crazy over him. And then Jaden Smith, you know, Will and Jada's child. I didn't see that performance, but I kind of saw a little snippet of it. Who was Rihanna? I did not see Rihanna, but I heard that she's wild and she's just gone. Yeah. So everybody's talking about Rihanna. So the Grammys is something else. So yeah, very interesting. Everybody, thank you so much for your comments on our Facebook about the Grammys last night. Really, really entertaining, really fun. So thank you so much for that. So Jules, so were you able to see the Grammys last night?
No, I wasn't, but I was able to go ahead and look up Lady Gaga's entrance because it's been the most talked about thing ever. And I thought it was a little weird. I thought it was a little strange.
Yeah.
And I love Gaga. I love her.
Right.
But I thought that was strange. What'd you guys think?
Well, I'm not really a fan of Lady Gaga, so I didn't really care for it. But however, one of our Facebookers, he did say that he gave her a 1 for weirdness, you know, which means she wasn't that weird last night. However, he said he gives her a 10 for overness, saying that her performance is over. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he didn't enjoy it not one bit.
Mm-mm.
Sure didn't. He didn't enjoy it not one bit. But yeah, so the Grammys was something like that. But I actually think it was a good Grammys, because I do remember the Grammys back in, I don't know if it was last year or a few years ago, they were not that good. This year, I would say it was good. They had a lot of strong performances. So I really would say that the Grammys, they was really good this year. So I think I would give the Grammys an 8. And you know what, that's giving them an 8, and I really didn't even watch all of it. But what I did see, I was really entertained. You know, I like Rihanna. I think she's a little wild, but, you know, I think she's doing it for, like, the people's sake, because people are starting to like her being wild.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, so, yeah. Man, I wish I wouldn't have missed that. I regret that.
I wish you would have got it, too.
Man.
Everybody, but thank you. So thank you so much for, again, for your Facebook and tweet comments on the Grammys last night. And we're going to get the show started. So as you know, we have a very special guest tonight. We will be talking with the cousin of rapper Little Kim. And we're going to be asking her, who is Catrice Jones. And we're going to be asking Catrice, you know, because they have a salon that's in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to be talking about that. We'll be talking to Catrice on, you know, how the salon is going and all that good stuff like that. A lot of good stuff tonight. So, you know, so we're going to start this show off right. You know how we do. And we're going to start off with James Flames. Let's see, James Flames, Heartfelt. Here we go.
Yeah, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come talk to this bit real shit, yeah. And what I represent, haters keep on hiding cause they know I know they talk. Let me stack my shippers, I get money, you get teaching sin. Some people tell, but haters know I fucking live. You know where I'm from and what I feed and what I represent. Haters keep on hiding cause they know I know they talking shit. Let me stack my shippers, I get money, you get 50 cents. Some people tell, but haters know I fucking live. It don't matter if you're fresh, homeboy, I'm right. I get up on the beat and ride like a sight biter. Some talk you can never write in just my sight. So I recite my season nail and get the stew right. My eyes is half shut, smoking on that pot luck. She got that get right and I got that young buck. I mean that cash money, I got Obama chain. She has them by my pure skin, I say they long range. I'm thinking out the box, 401k of stock. I got my feet unlocked, and say I am the block. That means I am the street, heavyweight and you petite. You looking like some food and starving as I pick. You know where I'm from and what I fit and what I represent. Haters keep on hiding cause they know I know they talking shit. Let me stack my shippers, I get money, you get 50 cents. Some been through hell, but hell is more I fucking live. You know where I'm from and what I fit and what I represent. Haters keep on hiding cause they know I know they talking shit. Let me stack my shippers, I get money, you get 50 cents. Some been through hell, but hell is more I fucking live. You know where I'm from and what I fit and what I represent. Haters keep on hiding cause they know I know they talking shit. Let me stack my shippers, I get money, you get 50 cents. Some been through hell, but hell is more I fucking live. My letter licked a rapper and there was no one after. No time for chitter chatter, I said I hit the bladder. You know how I do it, so she creeps me through her teeth. Be slowing all afternoon, we slamming bones like we dominant. That ain't nothing slick, through a can of water mobile. Never messing with a bro, cause that's a no-no. Never running with a fake clip, that's a no-go. Only f***ing with a real n***a, that's a show though. Get it so fast, they gotta run it back in slow-mo. Thank God for replays, but now it's first down and go. I'm pushing rounds, I wait for life to see why you hate. And I'm still on the campaign to run to stay high. Where I'm from and what I fit and what I represent. Haters keep on hiding cause they know I know they talking shit. Let me stack my shippers, I get money, you get 50 cents. Some been through hell, but hell is where I fucking live. You know where I'm from and what I fit and what I represent. Haters keep on hiding cause they know I know they talking shit. Let me stack my shippers, I get money, you get 50 cents. Some been through hell, but hell is where I fucking live. You know where I'm from and what I fit and what I represent. Haters keep on hiding cause they know I know they talking shit. Let me stack my shippers, I get money, you get 50 cents. Some been through hell, but hell is where I fucking live. Stepping through with a swag, like who that? I can even help Dallas get a room back. I can turn the elephant man into a smooth man. Like a box of food, they will always find me on track. Weak rappers playing about to pull it, and I get mad. I try to flush your head down the toilet, and I'm always on the block, still moving that word. You the type of face should be on a t-shirt. Anyway, let me get back to doing my thing. My name may be Flame, but I hustle and I bang. I'm the realest man, I'm so authentic. Look at me, I'm Wimbledon and y'all table tennis. You know where I'm from and what I fit and what I represent. Haters keep on hiding cause they know I know they talking shit. Let me stack my shippers, I get money, you get 50 cents. Some get through hell, but hell is where I fucking live. You know where I'm from.
what's up? That was James Slane's Heartfelt. And that's how you keep it real hot and fresh on Monday night. We seem to have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and check you with this call real quick. Private call, you're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Hello, how are you?
This must be the Z-Fly.
Yes, it is. And who is this?
This is Jill from Raleigh, Durham.
Jill from Raleigh, Durham. How are you doing?
Hey, babe. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. You know, it is Valentine's Day. I forgot about it. Everybody, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. You know, see, that's how it is when you're single. You forget all about it. But thank you. Thank you for showing the love, Jill. You're from Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you so much.
You got to do some better music, though. I left my wallet and also good note. That's what you got to do.
Well. Oh, okay. Well, you have to take that up with our featured artist. That's one of our featured artists that we had on the show, and that's their song. So you got to take that up with them. Sorry.
Gotcha. So you got to play it.
Yeah, got to play it. Got to represent
them. The last one that Z-Fly is, you should be hosting the Grammys.
Go ahead, then.
My last comment to you is you should be hosting the Grammys. The Grammys would only be cool if the Z-Fly was the host.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I mean, Lady Gaga.
Y'all are
cool.
Crazy.
I can see it now. Wow.
Oh, well,
Z-Fly,
no,
when
no,
are you
going to
invite her on your show and make her into somebody?
Who is her?
Lady Gaga. I mean, she's not going to be somebody until she is on your show.
Yeah,
that
right. Well, you know, actually, the Grammys will only be a success if I was hosting it along with my crew. Then it would be a success because we would turn the Grammys out. You hear me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, it would be so glitter, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's what it would be.
Glitter and good.
Glitter, everything. Over the top.
Mm-hmm.
You guys keep rocking and keep the faith.
Okay, thank you. All right,
happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And that's what's up. Well, Jill, thank you for calling in. Okay, I think she's gone. Well, everybody, that was nice. Everybody, you know, it's funny. I forgot about it. It's Valentine's Day. Speaking of Valentine's Day,
wow.
So have y'all got any gifts, any love, any whatever for Valentine? I guess
nobody? Nobody? I'm having a fantastic Valentine's Day. You guys haven't, what you guys do for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I worked and went and changed my schedule for school.
Oh, sexy.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah,
what about you, Z-Bot?
It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
I never really celebrated Valentine's Day actually. Like even with my girls, like my ex fiance and stuff like that. Yeah, one of my buddies died when I was like 13 on Valentine's Day. So.
Oh no!
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
So I still get flowers for people, but you know it's really like
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, also too, just want to let you know that our Facebook page is open, and also if you want to call in tonight, and if you have any questions or comments for Little Kim's cousin Catrice Jones tonight, you can call 646-200-3136, and she'll be more than happy to answer those questions or you know and reply to your comments. So definitely call in again at 646-200-3136. And, you know, we plan to have a hot and heavy and fun interview with Catrice Jones tonight. So we're going to do the show a little bit different. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and do our Fresh Off the Plate. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and give you that celebrity gossip right now by your girl, Miss Jules, because she got it for you. And we're going to go ahead and get that out of the way. So, Miss Jules, let's get Fresh Off the Plate for our people.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. It's your girl, Miss Jules, with your weekly dose of juice. Fresh off the plate. Now, you know, I love celebrities, but to break into their house, wife, what is that? So Karen Stojan was arrested for trespassing at Ellen DeGeneres' house, right? So she showed up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she was told to go home, okay? So the funny thing is that even though she was found out the first time, the bold woman had the audacity to go back and got caught again because she hid in Ellen's seat cushions, which is so bizarre to me. I mean, like, wouldn't you find someplace else to hide if you really wanted to get to know Ellen? You know what I mean? I would have been in the closet, under the bed, something different than underneath the seat cushions on the sofa. I mean, like, I don't know about that. But anyways, there's a Lindsay update, okay? So we all know that Lindsay Lohan's drama with that teeny tiny chain, we know that the drama with the little teeny tiny chain, supposedly grand theft or whatever, that's what they're arguing about. But check this out. Lindsay actually had to go to court for the theft of the little chain because supposedly there was no agreement. She was supposed to borrow it and then ends up walking out with the little chain. And lucky, because the chain wasn't worth enough for her to do any jail time. It's not grand theft in California. If the item's market value isn't over $950, if it's not, and then get this, they were selling it at $2,500, the little skinny chain. It was a little small chain. They're selling it for $2,500, and the chain was only found to be $950 to $800, which it doesn't qualify. It really doesn't qualify. It was grossly overpriced. Who knew? That's lucky. Now that's really lucky. Oh, and check this out. This is going to be really good. The Queen Bee is back, and let the subliminal cat fight begin. I just heard Lil Kim's pissing on them, and it's going to be really good. I can't wait to see this cat fight because Kim did it on Nicki Minaj's Did It On Them beat. Crazy. And you know what? If I don't know no better, I think she's giving Lil Nicki Minaj a little taste of her own medicine because it sounds exactly like, you know, the format. It was exactly like the way Nicki raps, which is just beyond me. But, you know, good for her. I mean, like, she deserves it. She had it coming. But anyway, go on to World Star Hip Hop and tell me what you think. And I'm at Miss Jules at Facebook.com. Just look up Miss Jules and let me know what you think about that song because I thought it was very reminiscent of Nicki Minaj. But you know what? She had it coming. And I got some Charlie Sheen news. One of the prostitutes from Charlie Sheen's debacle at his house claims that she's pregnant. He's not the daddy, okay? But she's pregnant. So then that means that when all that crack cocaine was going on, she was at Charlie Sheen's house. Not so good, okay? Not so good. That does not look good. Not a good look. But anyways, I told you that the show that he worked for, 2 and a Half Men, was on hiatus. And it's been on hiatus ever since Charlie started to do home recovery. Get this. It was supposed to be 8 shows when he came back. Now they've cut it down to 4. So you know somebody's mad. The whole entire crew gets only 4 shows. So that means that they lose pay for 4 shows. Sucks. But anyways, had he been another actor, they wouldn't have been waiting at all. It would have been no shows. So, and that's your weekly dose of juice with Miss Jewel, fresh off the plate.
I love it. That is
it's
really
the truth.
Cool.
Like, wouldn't Charlie Sheen be fired right now?
He would. That's true.
If anybody else.
You know?
Anybody else. He would be gone. He would be gone. But everybody, that is your weekly fresh off the plate with your girl, Miss Jewel. But everybody, we are going to go ahead and start this show out. So, like I said, tonight we are talking with the cousin of rapper Lil Kim, whose name is Patrice Jones, and she's going to be telling us all about their new salon that's in Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, the ins and outs, how the salon is going, what's going on with Patrice. We're going to get all that good dish for you right now. But right now, with no further ado, we definitely want to welcome Patrice Jones to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. How you doing, Patrice?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi, Patrice. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
Happy Valentine's Day.
We doing good.
Hi.
Oh, I'm doing
good. I said Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day. Was yours good?
I know.
It was good.
That's what's up. Yeah, Patrice, look. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just said everybody had a good day today.
We had a pretty good day.
Yeah.
Everything
was
right.
We had to work.
Yeah, that was what's up.
You know.
I'm I want you guys to know I'm missing the Lakers game just to talk to you guys right now.
Oh,
are you
thank good? You.
That means something to me right now.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh with us tonight. So we'll definitely make this interview worth your while because, you know, missing a Lakers game is very, very important, and you are missing it to keep it real hot and fresh. So we thank you so much for that, Catrice.
Oh, no problem.
Yes, thank
so, you know,
thank
so let's,
you
go ahead, let's go ahead and get started. So, you know, like some of y'all who may know and some of y'all who may not know, you know, Catrice Jones, she is the cousin of you know, rapper Lil' Kim. So, Catrice, so exactly what in the world is it like being a cousin of Lil' Kim?
It's actually awesome. I mean, we're a lot alike, so which is a good thing. Sometimes it can be a good thing, sometimes it can be a bad thing, but we're a lot alike. We have a lot of characteristics. As much as more so than cousins, almost like sisters.
Oh,
so you
that's,
guys,
that's
yeah,
tough.
Wow. So you
oh,
guys are really
okay.
close?
Yes, we are.
Oh. That's nice.
That's what's up.
It's
so,
awesome, though. I love it to death, so it's awesome.
So y'all
oh,
been, like, hanging
so,
out
so.
Since you were kids?
I couldn't understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying y'all just been hanging out since y'all were kids and stuff.
Oh, no, we found out later in life at our grandmother's funeral. We really didn't know until later in life, not really kids. So it happened.
Wow.
A
wow. How did
wow.
you get? How did you guys go about building a relationship after so much time?
Because, like I said before, we have a lot of similar characteristics, so it wasn't hard.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Now, I read online that you have about 16 years of salon industry experience. Have you always gravitated towards the salon industry and beauty and things like that?
Yes, I actually came from a family of the beauty industry and entrepreneurs. So I started out actually at the age of like 12 and 13. You know, as kids, you play with dolls and start braiding their hair, and then you're doing your family hair. So I've been in it for a while.
Wow.
That's what's up. So also too, probably well, just like you said that you know, like you and Kim, you know, y'all are basically like sisters. So is that kind of, you know, kind of what kind of brought the idea, you know, to you know, have a salon together?
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll let you go ahead. So I can answer the whole thing.
I'm sorry. No, I was basically. So I was just gonna say, you know, so since you know y'all are so close, you know, what was the idea of you and Kim, you know, joining together, you know, to open up a salon?
Well, actually, I mean, you know, I've been in the beauty industry for a long time, and she's into beauty. She brands herself really well, and she's a beauty icon. So what? Not to put it together, you know, I mean, it was good to do that because I'm in the actually beauty industry and I've already started chains of salons before, and we just, so it was like a no-brainer. I mean, who wouldn't?
I hear you.
A win-win situation.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, planning a business, I would have thought the same thing. Now, now whose idea was it to make the salons menued a la carte?
Well, it was a collaboration. I mean, we actually, you know, thought of as bringing in people that can afford it, from a college kid, you know, or a professional. So we got various raves. You got some people that want the prima donna stuff, you know, and then you got some people that want to be able to come in and just support it and still look good and keep their self-esteem up. So it was a cavalation of all of us, like Kim and I.
Oh, okay.
And Chris, you know, my cousin Chris, Kim's brother. So we all thought of it.
Okay. That's awesome. How'd the clients take it? Did the clients, were they a little bit confused by it? Because it's not every day that you walk into a salon and things are a la carte. Like, did they just take it?
I mean, they embraced it. I mean, we put up a story in the salon, and, you know, of course the press release went out, but as far as the clients that may not get on the internet or don't deal with us on a regular basis, We had a whole bio on Kim and I's story inside the salon, and they embraced it really well, and they were excited about it. It's not every day something, you're right, a celebrity comes in a small town like Charlotte, which is not too small, but it's smaller than New York. So
yeah, it sure is.
Well.
Wow. So Catrice, now one thing that that I actually like, I love the name. The name is Salon des Soirs. But actually, how did that name come about, and is there a meaning behind it?
Yeah, Salon des Soirs means salon of comfort. And I actually had the name like years and years ago, because I went inside a place that you incorporate your business, and I was going to use another name, and they said I couldn't use the name. So it actually came off the top of my head, like Salon des Soirs. And that, it was established back in 1999, but I really never brought it to the fourth until like maybe 2001 on a small scale, and then I eventually growed it out to what it is today.
That sounds like what's up.
That's amazing. That's amazing that you can just come up with an idea and it's now a reality. That's amazing. I mean... Yeah,
wow,
I mean, like, and it's catchy. It's catchy. Salon des Soirs. It's like that song, you know, Lady Marmalade. It's so catchy. I love it. And then I was looking at the, decor. The decor is beautiful. But I've got a question, and I looked up a lot of little rumors and things like that, and I read that the Better Business Bureau gave Salon des Soirs an F. Is that true or is that false?
Well, actually, you know, I mean, I'll speak about the negativity, but I don't focus on negativity because I don't drive my force on negativity. But I will tell you this. The reason that they gave me an F, which I'm clearing up now, is because I am not signed up with them. Of course, Better Business, you have to pay for that.
Yeah,
so then you have to pay them.
Yes,
no, you have to pay for a service, but you can comment on your comments. And, of course, they've been trying to sell me something for a long time. But now that I realize I'm not, like, a person that's, like, on the internet, and I don't have time to do that all day. But, you know, I'm focused on making money. But I did speak to the lady on Better Business Bureau, because actually it's a good question that you're saying, because someone brought it up to me. And the lady said the only reason I had an F is because I haven't responded to the comment. But she had the wrong
phone number.
She
had the wrong phone number. So a lot of people, you know, don't know business and don't understand, and they just put all this crazy stuff in the press.
Exactly.
And they don't feel like they need to do their research, but you asked a good question. I'm glad you brought that up, but it's only because I hadn't responded to the comment because they didn't have the right phone number for me. So it's
Well, that clears up a lot, because I know that certain people, they look up business, like the grades, and there was a big controversy about the Better Business Bureau giving out grades and having businesses pay for higher grades. Would you say that they were a victim of that?
Am I a victim of it?
Yeah, were you a victim of that?
I mean, to me, I am, because they should have...
Yeah, you were definitely unaware of it.
They should have went to my website, and they would have gotten the correct number. I feel like I am, because they didn't do their homework. And when I spoke to the lady, she said, you know, the only reason we gave you that grade is because we couldn't get in touch with you. But that's not true. You go to www.salonsdesoirs.com, and you're going to get the correct phone number. You know, a lot of people reach me. So I think,
Well, that's keeping it real hot and fresh. That's cutting it right to the chase, because there's so many rumors about misdealings with the salon and all these things, and it's nice to get an answer from you. It's really nice to be able to get an answer from you, because I know that a lot of listeners have been thinking about it, or somebody's told them, because, you know, rumors are rampant. Rumors are just everywhere. But they're also saying that... Wendy Williams received a letter of one of your employees tried to discredit your business. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, the employee definitely did it. I don't really think that Wendy received it, because Wendy never called us. She gave a good raise when we had the grand opening.
Wendy Williams has always been the type of person that if she had some information, you know, she was interviewing you, she owns anything that they send her. So that was really strange to me that she didn't take ownership or didn't come out on the show and said, hey, well, somebody sent me this, because normally she does that. You know, so I thought that it was like this huge rumor.
Which I respect, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a I mean, if you
think
about
it. There's a lot of spiteful employees, though, I would assume that would try to, you know, and that's not right either. I mean, you have to run a business.
It's very crazy. What we're going to do is we're going to continue. We're going to go ahead, Catrice. I'm sorry.
I said, if you really think about it, she said it best, and he said it best, because there are disgruntled employees, and not only the person put it out to reach Wendy, but when people don't breathe negativity, they don't pick it up, and that's what happens with a lot of people, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I mean, people have to understand, our business is a business, and you're going to fire employees. Look at people that go shoot their bosses, you know? And you never know what is going to happen, and that's just a part of life, and you know, I keep going. I get up every day. I don't drive on negativity. I drive on positivity.
There you go, girl.
Exactly.
That's how we
do
it.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna keep talking about we're gonna continue after the break with Catrice Jones and about this Wendy letter and about another letter that was allegedly. I mean, the internet is crazy. That was brought up, you know, to help clear Catrice Jones. We're gonna talk about all that after the break. But right now we're gonna pay some bills because y'all know how we do. If we don't pay no bills, we can't keeping it real hot and fresh for y'all every Monday. But we are rocking it out with Catrice Jones, cousin of rapper Little Kim. So keep it locked right here, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Edie Falco with PETA. If he abuses your animal companion, you may be next. Research shows that people who abuse their pets are more likely to abuse women and children, too. So if a family member is abusing an animal, call the authorities immediately. Because the person who comes home and kicks the dog is probably just warming up. For more information, please visit helpinganimals.com.
So you made a New Year's resolution to lose weight. But with so much temptation such as cheeseburgers, fried chicken, and even sodas, it's hard to stay on track. So why not give health food a try and let herbalist Freddie Atkinson set you on the right path to a healthy lifestyle. Owner of Adarian Health Foods in Wilson, North Carolina, Freddie focuses on scheduling his customers with healthy, natural diets that are easy to follow. How your body looks on the inside is just as important on how it looks on the outside. So come give health a chance. Come give God a chance. There's life in the name. For more information, call 252-291-5727 or log on to www.projectgreenlife.com/nearmanna, which is spelled NEARMANNA. Do you think you're purely poetic? If so, be sure to check out the Open Mic Night every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by my cousin. This show allows you to read poetry, lyrics, or just express yourself how you may feel. And the bonus is you may just win a prize. So log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic and be ready to rock the mic.
All right, everybody, you're back keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z-Fire Rizzo and your girl Miss Jewel. And tonight we have a very special guest, Catrice Jones. She is the co-owner of Salon Say Soir in Charlotte, North Carolina. My hood, y'all know how it is. But we are talking to her tonight. And right now we're talking about some of the awful rumors that has been going on about Salon Say Soir. And Catrice is definitely clearing them up. One thing that went on was supposedly an ex-employee supposedly had wrote a letter to Wendy Williams, you know, bashing Catrice and the salon. And actually, for those of y'all who may not have time or know about the letter, I actually have it here. Basically, it goes like, Wendy, I know you mentioned on your show about Little Kim Salon, Salon Say Soir in Charlotte, North Carolina. I need to give you the 411 on her crazy cousin, Catrice Jones, who co-owns Salon Say Soir. First of all, Catrice does not pay her employees, and she is in so much debt that she hasn't even paid her rent at the salon or her house, which I hear she moved out in the middle of the night, owing the landlord over $15,000. Poor Little Kim trusted Catrice as so many others, and Little Kim needs to run the other way. I met Lil' Kim, and she is an innocent person in the mess that Catrice made. Catrice is a fraud and owes $60,000 to people, including employees, rents on her shops, her fabulous Range Rover. Here's a link to prove what I am saying. Inmate search on Catrice Jones. She has written over $15,000 in her fraudulent checks. She is what we call a HDM, a hot damn mess. Now, that was the letter that was supposedly sent to Wendy Williams. Now, Catrice, now, also, too, I read about part of speculation was about that Lil' Kim had set it up for somebody to send that letter to Wendy, you know, so that she didn't look bad. Is that true, or, I mean, is any of this true? I mean, what are your thoughts on all this?
What was the last comment that you said at the very end? Just wanted to clear, make sure I heard everything.
Yeah, basically, there was speculation that Lil' Kim had set somebody, or Lil' Kim had put one of the employees up to send this letter to, you know, Wendy Williams, you know, to clear her name, you know, to make it look like that you know, the downfall of the salon, it was on her, you know, in her hands. It was basically in your hands. But I was asking you, you know, is that true about Lil' Kim, you know, or this ex-employee, do you know who it's supposed to have been, you know, that made this letter?
Actually, it is not true. Lil' Kim didn't have anyone to write that letter. I mean, we don't have somebody to say, oh, Lil' Kim said write this letter. That's not true. That part is definitely not true. But it did come from.
Wow.
I mean, the thing about it, let me explain a lot to you.
Mm-hmm.
It did come from our staff, reporter that's in our staff, which is not, you know, so it did come from Salon Sexual, but it did not come from Lil' Kim. She didn't ask nobody to do that.
Okay.
I mean, we really don't need anybody to help us clear up the truth as far as that. You're talking about the clear up letter, right?
Yeah, let's clear that up right now.
Huh?
Definitely. I mean, if she didn't say that, that should be known right now.
It's definitely known because Lil' Kim didn't tell anybody to do that.
Now, my information states that it was supposedly an ex-employee named Michelle Edwina Willis Peer. Is that true?
That wrote the letter to Wendy Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is true. That's the letter that she wrote to. She was my assistant. And anybody that works
mm-hmm.
for you, she
wow.
for
Jeez.
2 months. So, you know, she hadn't been working with me for long, for 2 months. So how could you know all about me in 2 months? And that's bad because sometimes people want to work with you just to get on the bandwagon of a celebrity. I mean, you got to look at it. We're in a small town.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a caller right quick in 919 area code. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello, how are you doing? Do you have a question or comment for Catrice Jones?
Yes, I have a comment for Catrice. I just want to say my name is Shawana, and I am a Lil' Kim fan. Since I was in high school, I love Kim. And I just want to say that people spread rumors all the time, and most of the time it's people that don't have anything better to do with their lives. So I was just going to tell Lil' Kim's cousin to basically, you know, tell the people to pull out, throw out their haterade and stop hating on her. And just let it go because people always try to have stuff going on that's just people for you. Don't worry about the rumors. She know what her and her cousin, Lil' Kim, is doing. So at the end of the day, they know what business they are handling together. And don't worry about what people got to say because at the end of the day, people's going to talk about you to the day they die. So just give the people a middle finger and just keep doing what you do, mama.
Girl, I thank you. I mean, God bless you, definitely. That's exactly how I feel. Thanks for the love.
Yeah, I mean, much love. I'm from New York. I'm from Queens, New York, too. So don't let these haters out here get on your nerves. You know what you're doing. Handle your business. And you know what I'm saying? Just let them keep talking. As long as you know what you're doing and your cousin is doing, don't even worry about it because people are going to talk about you until the day they die and just look at it like they don't have no lives. So you must be, you know what I'm saying, you big like that, mama, because they talking about you, they making up lies that you know ain't true. So in other words, you know what I'm saying, I mean, pour the haterade out, you know what I'm saying? You doing your thing, just keep on doing your thing and God will bless you, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about nobody else.
Oh,
you got it.
So much.
Okay. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
That is how we do it. That's awesome.
That is
so. Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Hotter than the Super Bowl.
It was, right? I mean, I give her all praises. That was the truth. And now I have to say this comment to what she was saying, and I thank you for her blessings, because God definitely is in the midst of this business, and he gave me the vision when I first started Salon Say Claw. So I always know that when God gives you a vision, your vision will be tested, and that goes out to anybody that owns a business and is built on faith. I didn't come here by just chance, and the thing about, I know she was asking me earlier, where did Salon Say Claw come from? And be honest with you, to come off the top of my head like that, that was nothing but God. Because who knew that it would be magnitude the way it is today? I mean, who knew it was going to blow up like this? I didn't. So I can't do nothing but give credit to God. And any other something in life.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, Patrice, one more question. Are you going to press charges towards Michelle?
The night she was stalking me, and what she did is gave them a fake name. If you go on the website of the one that she gave, starmate.gov.org or something like that.
She slandered your name.
She changed her name. Right. She put a shell.
It's illegal.
That's illegal. So were there any charges brought? Or was there any lawsuit?
She got a charge of harassment, communicating threats. And there was another charge. I had three warrants that they picked her up on. And actually, I got arrested for the rental car, so I'm not going to hide the fact that I didn't get arrested, because I did, but I don't practice fraudulent business practice. I got arrested because I rented her a car for the company, and she held on to the rental car until they got me. You know, they arrested me for it.
Wow.
Oh, you should get a suit on her, definitely.
Yeah, you should.
Wow.
So you're not going to, are you going to press charges for that?
Exactly, because I went to Enterprise. So that's what I got arrested for. I went to Enterprise. That's where they obtained the property by false pretense. They gave me all these charges, but I'm going to sue Enterprise because of that.
That's
awful. That sounds like a Michael Jackson scandal.
That is
awful.
That's scandalous.
It's very scandalous. And she held the car until, you know, I got arrested. I couldn't even believe the lawyer said, I don't even understand. I've been practicing for 30 years. I've never seen a charge like this in my life. And to get arrested when I rented the car legally in my name with my own credit card.
That's insane. Now, how was she able to drive around with that car without you knowing it?
That's the thing. She doesn't even have a car. Like, I helped this girl. I helped her family. I helped the kids. When I met her, she didn't have a job. She lost her job. So I gave her a job. Because, I mean, she didn't have anything. I'm the type of person that, like, God blesses you when you help people. But I'm scared, because at the end of the day, sometimes you're helping people, but I got to pray and ask God, I mean, who to bless. But I bless her, I help her. Like, she didn't have a car, rented her a car.
Wow.
You know, how
I hear you.
When the caller just came on, I praise her, because that's exactly true. When a person doesn't have anything, and she didn't even know that. So you know that was a godly call that was made, because she didn't know that girl didn't have anything, and she don't have nothing. So, but I helped her have something, you know. She doesn't have anything. So,
talk about biting the hand that feeds you.
I got a car and a company.
Yeah, that's deep.
Because it was in my name, I got arrested. So.
That's insane.
That probably teaches you a lesson, but man, those type of people. Wow.
So, would you ever run across one of your employees again?
I will never, ever in my life do it again unless they've been checked out completely before I hire them, but to know that they are capable and they're responsible, and if it's a company vehicle, it will be parked after it's been in use for that day. So she just
Catrice, the girl, she's only 18, correct?
No, Michelle is 44, the mother of
Wow, that's a grown woman.
Really?
That's a grown woman with all that. Those are some crazy antics for 44.
And then the thing about it people have to be careful what they do on the internet as far as using the cops found out the IP addresses and a lot of things. You know, people should know these things. Be careful when you talk ugly about a person, because you never know who's looking at your internet-based stuff. And so people don't understand about false information. And then you're just trying to discredit my name and using because my cousin's Little Kim, okay, the only way I would have gotten through the wire is attached to Little Kim. So and Little Kim has nothing to do with any of this, and we've had this good business. We're doing well. We have over 5,000 clients in one location per month. And to answer the address, the question of the letter, if I was $60,000 owed employees, I wouldn't be on the streets today. So, I mean, I would be a Wesley, what is this, Mr. Snipes or something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
People need to really understand business. If you've never been in business before and don't really understand it, ask another entrepreneur, and they'll tell you. You know, business is not easy. It's not easy
sure
at all.
It sure isn't.
Going, no. You can't. You have to have employees. My business is driven by employees. So, and I'm a hairstylist for 20 years. You know, so I do hair as well.
Exactly. You know, Katrina, actually, I had it wrong. What I meant was, okay, now Delaney, she's 44, but she has an 18-year-old daughter in high school with two kids, right?
What?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't put the letter out on the internet. I understand that where you're addressing that, but I won't bring in the daughter because that's not something I would do. I'm having to bring
true.
In the daughter.
Okay.
You know, she don't have anything to do with it. Her mom's actions is the mom's actions. That's Michelle.
That's
and if you
crazy.
Go to the website, like I said, she changed her first name from Michelle to Shell, which is illegal.
A mess.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one thing that I love, because Katrina, we definitely can be real hot and fresh. And see, I love it when the scandals like this really happen, you know, to celebrities and people. Because we want you to come on, you know, our show and tell your side. Because, see, a lot of people, you know, whenever they saw that letter, they was saying that, you know, there was just something that, like, that Catrice had put up there, you know, to try to make her look good. But I'm so glad that everybody is here on our show. Your real side of the story, people. So stop believing all the rumors. You're hearing it from
right.
the horse's mouth. You're hearing it from the horse's mouth. She's keeping it real hot and freaky fresh right now on our show, Catrice Jones. You got it. You got it live right now tonight. So,
you
Catrice,
know what it is.
Yeah, that's what's up. You already know. I mean, it's awful. I mean, it's a mess. But, Catrice, just like the caller said, you keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, cause I already know that the Lord is going to pay this, you know what I'm saying, this way for you. Everything is going to work out in your favor. Just, you know what I'm saying, just keep your head up.
I am, and I appreciate it. And like she said earlier, if Wendy would have got it, of course she would have talked about it. So it didn't. That's just something. And then if you think
exactly.
about it, story,
that's not
–
That's
you
exactly
read
what I was thinking.
Hey, now Wendy at least knows what's going on. I mean, you said it. It's
yeah, you
there.
Read the story and it says fabulous Range Rover. That tells you jealousy. That shows that
okay.
you love it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we got to pick up Little Kim. That's my cousin. And, you know, shots out to Black Friday. So we definitely need to put that out there. Her mixed tape dropped
you know
today
it.
On Valentine's Day. So it was really
That's
nice.
That's right, Little Kim all day, every day.
Absolutely.
You should have heard some of her newest, it's like cupcake.
That's right. That's we need to get Kim on the show. But Catrice, I can't believe it. We only got 5 more minutes of the show. But real quick, before we, you know, cut this thing out, back to the Salon Say Suave. So have you had many celebrity guests in your hair salon?
Actually, we just did it in August. So we haven't had a lot of celebrities. We have a lot of people here that may be celebrities' moms that come into the salon. We do have a lot of people that come into the salon. But to me, everyone is a celebrity that walks in my door. That's the way
that's
I feel.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's awesome.
And then also, I believe that Little Kim, she has another salon in Raleigh, North Carolina, and then now she has, you know, y'all have this one in Charlotte. Now, what is it about North Carolina that's kind of attracting Little Kim or you, you know, to the North Carolina area? You know, what is it about the North Carolina state or area that makes you want to open up businesses?
Give it to
you know, in a lot of Forbes magazine, and we're one of the best cities to live in. I mean, so we're North Carolina. She and I, Kim is originally from North Carolina as well. She was born in New York. So our family is based out of North Carolina. So it's just going back into Harrison because I've started here. So this is just not where we are going to stop at. We actually have a new one in Palmville, North Carolina, which is at Carolina Place Mall that was opened up. So, and it's actually up to start a business. So It's by no means, if we were as bad as people think, we wouldn't be having, we wouldn't open another location up in the last 3 or 4 months. And we're going to Atlanta next. So
we're
keeping it real. It's not, you're not gonna stop seeing enough of us. But we, as you know, the caller said earlier, people are gonna hate, and my grandmother always say, hey, if they hate on you, you're doing something right.
That's true.
But it's a great place.
Well,
North Carolina is nice.
It sure is. But Katrina, we're 3 minutes down to the show. Do you want to give out any shout outs?
Huh?
Any shout outs?
I give a shout out to my family. First of all, to God first. And I thank you guys for even allowing me to air and get the story and keep it real. So I give a shout out to you, to the Talk Blog Radio. I'm loving it. And I also give a shout out to Kim and her family as well. And to all the people in the world that are entrepreneurs, keep your head up just like I have to keep my head up every day. And whatever you do in life, if you put God first, you will be successful.
Amen.
That's what it is. And everybody, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And to all my family and friends.
You got it, girl.
That's what's up. Everybody, you just keep it real hot and fresh with your girl, Catrice Jones, cousin of Little Kim. And we're going to close this thing down for another on Monday night with Catrice on the line with the 10 ways you know you get to. We're going to have Catrice laughing a little bit. Now, Catrice, do you know any ghetto people in your life?
Do I know any what?
Ghetto people.
That's a whole lot of ghetto people in everybody's lives.
One way that we love to close out our show is with our segment, 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. So we're going to go ahead and get that started, and then we out of here. All right, y'all, number 10, you know you ghetto if you eat syrup sandwiches. I remember doing it, eating cereal sandwiches. Number 9, you know you ghetto if you brag about how many times you've been shot. Okay. Number 8, you know you ghetto when you play basketball on the street and you have to imagine that there's a goal. Y'all didn't see.
Oh, there's a hoop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? They got to imagine that there's a goal in the street. You know what I'm saying? They're playing that. It's crazy. Number 7, if you wear a Charles Barkley Suns jersey, you are ghetto. Who still wears it? Number 6, you know you ghetto if you go to the restaurants weekly and say it's your birthday just so you can get a free dessert. And we all do that. Number 5, you know you ghetto if your 2-year-old can do the electric slide. 2 years old now doing electric slide. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you have Netscape on the old Commodore 64. You're ghetto.
That was number 3.
Okay. Number 3, you know you ghetto if you can run the block barefoot.
Hey,
number 2, you do it. Oh, you do that. Oh, you guilty. Number 2, you know you ghetto if you put your hand lotion in your if you put your hand lotion in your hair, you ghetto.
Oh.
Maybe number 1. And number 1, you know you ghetto if eggs and rice is a part of your diet. That's what's up, y'all. That's how y'all keep it real hot and fresh. Catrice, thank you so much for joining us tonight and getting the real story out there, because people really need to know, you know what I'm saying, the truth. And I'm glad you put it out there. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, and you have a wonderful Valentine's Day, everybody. And don't forget
you as well.
Thank you, you too. Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
See you again.
Everybody catch us next week for another Real Hot and Fresh Show. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.